Hey, I'm Cassie with All That Matters in Triple M Rock News this week.
What up? I'm Machine Gun Kelly.
AC/DC were beaten by Machine Gun Kelly for the Rock Album of the Year Award at the 2021 Billboard Awards held in Los Angeles. Now, you might not know his name, but Machine Gun Kelly is the guy who played Tommy Lee in the Dirt biopic. Last year, he made his musical debut into rock music with the release of his new album, Tickets to My Downfall. The Billboard Award win marked the musician's first award 15 years into his career. The winning album was produced by Blink-182's Travis Barker, which would explain the strong pop-punk influence to its sound. Also up for Best Rock Album at this year's Billboard Music Awards was AJR, Five Finger Death Punch and 21 Pilots.
G'day, I'm Dave Gleason from the Screaming Jets.
The Screaming Jets are heading on the road to celebrate 30 years since their first national tour. And the band's frontman and mate of the station, Dave Gleason, joined Moonman in the Mornings this week. If you're going to check them out on this big tour, you're in for a treat. Gleeso is not afraid of playing the hits.
There's people who over the years, like big bands, who say, oh, we're not playing that song anymore because, you know, we've moved on. But it's like the biggest cheer that you get, the crowd really reacts to it. It's like leaving your best shot out of your cricket game or something like that.
You can listen to the full interview with Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets on Moonman in the Morning on the Listener app now.
G'day, it's Richard Clapton.
This week, Aussie music royalty and Mick Molloy doppelganger Richard Clapton joined Molloy for a special performance of Neil Young's hit Cinnamon Girl. The performance was off the back of Clapton's latest release, the chart-topping covers album Music Is Love, a collection of Clapton's favourite songs. If you missed it, you can listen to the full interview and listen to the performance on the Listener app now.
Hi, this is Robert Plant.
Robert Plant has revealed this week that he's given his kids the go-ahead to release any material after he's taken the Stairway to Heaven. Apparently, the Led Zeppelin legend has a bunch of material we've never heard before. And although we're not wishing him away, it sounds like we'll have plenty to remember him by. You can hear Becco with more on the unreleased stuff from Robert Plant on the Listener app now. And don't forget, you can explore the archive and dig deep into some classic Robert Plant interviews over the years on the Listener app too.
Hey, this is Chris.
This is Andy.
And this is Scott.
And we are The Living End.
Are you missing new music from The Living End? Well, you're in luck, because this week the band's leader, Chris Chaney, caught up with Triple M Hard and Heavy's Higo off the back of the announcement of the rescheduled Blues Fest. And he's revealed he's got heaps of new stuff in the can. Now, there's a full EP that The Living End were due to record last year. And Chris Chaney has an entire solo album ready to drop. Chaney has been testing out the new stuff with live audiences, opening on the Red Hot Summer Tour. And from what we hear, it sounds all right.
Dwayne, who runs Red Hot Summer, he hadn't heard any track or anything. He just said, okay, you know, I'm happy to put you on. If you're launching this solo career, I'll put you on first. Not knowing if it would be just me or doing CLE stuff or me with a band or what. I mean, he had no idea at that point. He just took a punt and he loved it. So, especially with a tour like that where it's really about bands getting up and playing the hits kind of thing for that sort of audience. So I just got up, played a bunch of new songs, and I didn't get booed off one.
Chris Chaney told Higo the solo album was made between Nashville, LA, and back home here in Oz. And damn, I'm itching to hear it. You can hear Higo's full interview with Chris Chaney on the Listener app now.
Hi, I'm Susie.
And I'm Dave.
From Baby Animals.
Susie DeMarkey from the Baby Animals joined our mates Patty and Rob Palmer on the Central Coast Triple M this week, and things got very interesting. After having a yak about showering, they talked about some new shows coming up. After a couple of cancelled tours, Suze is stoked to have some festivals booked and the security for the industry around these outdoor events.
I mean, we had a tour booked, but that got cancelled because of an outbreak, and because the limits in pubs is different to, you know, larger venues like festivals and things like that. So they've reduced the limit to 300 capacity, which doesn't really work when you're doing a tour. You've got to You can't do it.
Oh, as soon as someone sneezes, everyone's got to sit down. That doesn't work too well either, I suppose.
No, but it just doesn't work as far as financially. You can't.
Oh, yeah, right.
But we have to fill rooms for it all to work for everybody because, you know, we've got managers and agents and we've got people to pay.
It's still a rough time for the music industry. Support them when you can and buy tickets to see your favourite band. You can catch Paddy and Rob Palmer's full interview with Suze Demarkey on the Listener app now. Now, that's all that matters in rock news this week. But don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app for all of the latest rock news and interviews.